Unit 14. Asking the way. 1. Follow us. Could you tell me the way to the bus stop?
Sure. Go across the street, go straight on, and then turn right. Walk to the end of the street. It's at the corner.
Bus station.
College.
Children's club.
Beijing Hotel.
Restaurant.
Chemist shop.
Bookshop.
Post office.
2. Listen and say. Where's the children's club?
It's over there.
How far is it?
It's about 10 minutes walk.
Could you tell me the way to the children's club?
Yes. Turn right at the next corner. Walk until you get to the end of the road. You'll see a bridge. Go across the bridge. The children's club is on the left.
Thank you very much. 3. Read for fun.
Jane's grandfather is 70 years old. He often takes a walk in the park and comes back home at 12 for lunch. He never loses his way.
One day, it was already 12 o'clock. Jane's grandfather was still not back yet. Jane's parents waited and waited. Suddenly, a police car came and stopped in front of the house. Two policemen helped the old man out and told Jane's parents, "This old man lost his way in the park." Jane's parents felt strange, but they didn't say anything. They thanked the policeman.
After the two policemen left, they asked Jane's grandfather, "You never lose your way before. What's wrong with you today?" Jane's grandfather just laughed and said, "I felt tired. I didn't want to walk home. So I called the police station and told them that I lost my way. Then they came and took me home."
4. Enjoy it.
Work and work!
It.
Could you tell me the way to the bus station?
Where is the children's club?
How far is it?
It's about 10 minutes walk.
Turn right at the next corner.
Walk until you get to the end of the road.
You'll see a bridge. Go across the bridge.
He never loses his way.
Two policemen helped the old man out and told Jane's parents.
Unit 15. Let's go shopping. 1. Follow us. In the supermarket, we have all kinds of things. We've got apples, pears, oranges, potatoes, and tomatoes.
Just take your time. Choose carefully. Here are some cheap things. On the shelf over there are some expensive things. If you need anything else, please let me know. I can help you at any time.
2. Listen and say. Where are you going?
I'm going shopping. Would you like to go with me?
Sure. What are you going to buy?
I'm going to buy a lot of things. I'll buy a suitcase, a brush, a comb, a belt, a soap, a pair of gloves, a pair of shorts, a dictionary, and a tape recorder.
Why do you want to buy so many things?
Oh, I forgot to tell you. I'm going to London next month on business.
That's excellent. Look, there are many things there. Let's go and have a look.
Let's go.
Belt.
Glove.
Suit.
Shorts.
Tights.
Uniform.
Dictionary.
Glue.
Suitcase. 3. Read for fun.
It was a Sunday morning. Some animals wanted to go shopping. There were rabbits, cats, monkeys, dogs, and sheep. After breakfast, they came to a shopping center. Many animals were already there. They started to choose their favorite things. Rabbits quickly found their favorite carrots. They bought a lot of them. Monkeys found bananas. Dogs came to the place where meat is sold. Because the price of the meat is dear and they didn't bring enough money, they only bought 10 pounds of meat. Cats were not buying things. They were looking at the fish which were swimming in the water. They wanted to catch these fish, but it was difficult to catch them.
This was the first time for sheep to be in the shopping center. There were many things for them to choose. They would eat grass, tomatoes, potatoes, peas, carrots, and snacks too. They were very happy. Later, these animals went to have a picnic on the playground. They sang and danced. They had a wonderful time. They didn't go home until it was dark. 4. Enjoy it.
I'm a couch potato.
About it.
Just take your time.
On the shelf over there, there are some expensive things.
If you need anything else, please let me know.
I can help you at any time.
Would you like to go with me?
I'll buy a suitcase, a brush, a comb, a belt, a soap, a pair of gloves, a pair of shorts, a dictionary, and a tape recorder.
I forgot to tell you.
I'm going to London next month on business. Unit 16. Revision. 1. Follow us. What's your teacher like?
She's tall. She's got big eyes.
What's your school like?
It's big and beautiful.
Tall.
Thin.
Beautiful.
Has big dark eyes.
Kind.
Happy.
Friendly.
Lovely.
Interesting.
Big.
Beautiful.
New.
Nice.
Not noisy.
Quiet.
Clean and tidy.
Important.
Best.
2. Listen and say. Have you seen my house?
No, I haven't.
Do you want to go and see it now?
Yes. Have you got a balcony?
Yes, we have.
Have you got a basement?
Yes, we have.
Have you got a garden?
Yes, we have a very beautiful garden.
I'm afraid we don't have too much time today. Tell me, what's your house like?
My house is very big. It's clean and tidy. When you go into the house, you can see the sitting room. On the left is the kitchen. On the right is the bathroom. Upstairs, there are 3 bedrooms.
Your house must be very nice. I must see it someday.
3. Read for fun.
One day, a teacher pointed at the world map and said to his students, "Who can come to the blackboard and show us America?" Then Nick came to the blackboard and showed them America. Then the teacher again asked, "Now, please tell me who found America?" Everybody shouted, "Nick!"
Laura and her classmates were making a cake in cooking class one day. After about 35 minutes, the teacher said, "Laura, would you go and check on the cake? Just put a knife in it, and if it comes out clean, the cake is ready." After about 10 minutes, Laura came back. "What took you so long?" the teacher asked. "I put the knife in the cake, and it came out so clean, so I put all the other dirty knives in the cake, too." 4. Enjoy it. Unit 17. What do you do in your holidays? 1. Follow us. What do you usually do on Children's Day?
We usually play games.
Play computer games.
Visit parks.
Have picnics.
Eat hamburgers.
Go to movies. What do you usually do on New Year's Day?
We usually go to movies.
Have a big dinner.
Watch TV.
Play ball games.
Talk with friends.
Sing songs. 2. Listen and say. What do you do in your holidays?
In my holidays, I usually play all kinds of sports. If it's summer, I go swimming or play golf with my friends. If it's in autumn, we usually swim, play volleyball, or go camping. We bring a tent, a rucksack, and a torch. If it's winter, we play with a snowball or build a snowman. Sometimes we go skiing or go sledging.
It's wonderful. We do the same things. Do you often enjoy your holidays?
Yes, I do.
3. Read for fun.
Emma likes to draw and color pictures. Every holiday, she draws a lot of pictures. She can draw horses, cats, dogs, flowers, people, houses, and even a zoo. One morning after she got up, she wanted to draw something. "What am I going to draw today?" she thought, looking at the white wall. Suddenly, she had an idea. "Why not draw a big picture on the wall?" She told her mother about this. Her mother agreed because she loves Emma very much.
Emma quickly got the pencil and colors and started to draw on the wall. It took her 5 hours to finish the picture. Later, Emma told her mother, "This is a beautiful blue sky. You can see the golden sun and white clouds. You can also see many silver stars. These are my friends. They are playing in the park." Emma's mother was very happy with this picture and said to Emma, "Next summer holiday, you can paint all the walls." 4. Enjoy it.
What do you do in your holiday?
We get up, drink milk, and go out to play.
What do you do in your holiday?
We sing and dance and shout hey, hey.
What do you do in your holiday?
We eat and drink and play a game.
What do you do in your holiday?
We cry and laugh on the same day. 5. Think about it.
What do you usually do on Children's Day?
What do you do on Christmas?
What do you do during winter holiday?
If it's summer, I go swimming or play golf with my friends.
We bring a tent, a rucksack, and a torch.
If it's winter, we'll play with a snowball or build a snowman.
What am I going to draw today?
She thought, looking at the white wall.
Suddenly, she had an idea. Why not draw a big picture on the wall?
Her mother agreed, because she loves Emma very much.
It took her 5 hours to finish the picture.
Next summer holiday, you can paint all the walls. Unit 18. Why can't you do it? 1. Follow us. What can't you eat?
I can't eat juice because they are drinks.
What can't you drink?
I can't drink cake because they are food.
What can't you play with?
I can't play with butter because they are not for playing.
Biscuit.
Chocolate.
Pepper.
Salt.
Sugar.
Plate.
Spoon.
Chopsticks.
Knife.
Sweet.
Juice.
Duck.
Vegetable.
Butter.
Badminton.
Lemonade.
Hamburger.
Football.
Swan.
Camel.
Insect. 2. Listen and say. Harry, can you hear me?
No, I can't.
Why can't you hear me?
It's too noisy here.
Can your brother ride a bike?
No, he can't.
Why can't he ride a bike?
He's too young to ride a bike. He's only 4 years old.
Can you cut the paper now?
No, I can't. I'm not ready. I haven't found the scissors yet.
3. Read for fun.
Long, long ago, there was a monster who lived in a beautiful garden. The garden was always in winter since he moved here. One day, many children climbed over the walls and played in the garden. Suddenly, the trees began to turn green, the flowers began to blossom, and birds began to sing. The children were very happy, and they sang and danced around the trees. Each child climbed onto a tree and sat in the tree and listened to the birds singing. Suddenly, the big monster came home and shouted at the children. All the children but one child ran away. This child couldn't get off the tree because it was too high. He was crying loudly.
At this time, all the trees and flowers changed back. It was winter again. The monster seemed to understand something. He went to the child and took the child off the tree. He put the child on the ground and said to him, "You can call your friends back to play in my garden." Then he went back into the room. All the other children saw this and came to play in the garden again. Now the trees began to turn green, and flowers began to blossom, and birds began to sing. The monster was also very happy, and he came outside and played with these children. The children and the monster became friends. 4. Enjoy it.
The Winner Song!
Our best. We're proud to be
5. Think about it.
Because they are not for playing.
Why can't you hear me?
He's too young to ride a bike.
It's too noisy.
I'm not ready. I haven't found the scissors yet.
Long, long ago, there was a monster who lived in a beautiful garden.
The garden was always in winter since he moved here.
One day, many children climbed over the walls and played in the garden.
Each child climbed onto a tree and sat in the tree and listened to the birds singing.
Suddenly, the big monster came home and shouted at the children.
All the children but one child ran away.
At this time, all the trees and flowers changed back. Unit 19. What were you doing yesterday morning? 1. Follow us. What were you doing at 4 yesterday afternoon?
We were singing.
What was she doing at 7 o'clock yesterday evening?
She was writing a letter.
Washing clothes.
Making cakes.
Drawing pictures.
Studying English.
Waiting for the bus.
Watching TV.
Listening to music.
Combing her hair.
2. Listen and say. What were you doing yesterday morning?
I was having classes.
What were you doing at 12 yesterday noon?
I was having lunch. What were you doing at 4 yesterday afternoon?
I was playing football. What were you doing at 6 yesterday evening?
I was cooking dinner. What were you doing at 7 yesterday evening?
I was watching TV. What were you doing at 10 o'clock yesterday evening?
I was sleeping.
3. Read for fun.
There was a little boy who was 6 years old. He lived with his father and his grandfather in a small village. One day, the boy's father wanted to go shopping. Before he went outside, he said to the boy, "Be a good boy. I'll be back soon." Then he left. After a while, the boy began to play in the house. First, he made some paper planes, but it was boring. Then he began to play with fire. When the boy's grandfather saw this, he was very angry. He took a long ruler and began beating the boy. The boy cried loudly.
Just then, the boy's father came back. He saw the boy's grandfather beating the grandson. He also took a long ruler and began beating himself. The boy's grandfather didn't understand why. So he asked his son, "What are you doing? Why are you beating yourself?" The boy's father answered, "You are beating my son, and I'm beating your son." 5. Think about it.
What were you doing yesterday afternoon?
What were you doing at 12 o'clock yesterday noon?
They were drawing pictures.
She was combing her hair.
He lived with his father and his grandfather in a small village.
Be a good boy. I'll be back soon.
First, he made some paper planes, but it was boring. Then, he began to play with fire.
He took a long ruler and began beating the boy.
He saw the boy's grandfather beating the grandson. He also took a long ruler and began beating himself.
The boy's grandfather didn't understand why.
听力课堂，欢迎你。
听力课堂，欢迎你。
听啊，讲啊。